by individuals, but also by communities, private and public, for-profit and nonprofit, free associations, and state actors. And as such, how the polity is organized affects which creation care practices work and which do not. Finally, because creation care logically affects creation, which in turn nearly always impacts the production and distribution of economic goods, an analysis of the proper system of economics is needed to help determine proper creation care practices. What sources of knowledge can we bring to bear in fleshing out these four determinants? Scripture, as always, provides the authoritative understanding for all questions of faith and practice, including our worldview, ethical theories, and understandings of science and society. But as we saw earlier in the thought experiment, Scripture provides only a partial answer to issues surrounding creation care, and thus we would expect other ways of accessing truth, reason, etc., may also help shape our worldview, ethical theories, and understandings of science and society. Thus, I suggest the following.